All right, we're continuing the series in Shiurim on sugyas relating to Maseches Brachos. So there's one topic, you know, in the Daf Yomi, especially at the beginning when we're doing Brachos, but really throughout Shas, when you're Magid Shir and Daf Yomi, you find that there's so many sugyas that you wish you could talk more about and get more into, but time constraints don't allow for it. So So this morning, it occurred to me as I started this morning's shiur, we started with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Maseches Brachos, very very famous Mishnah, the Mishnah that we repeat at the Leil HaSeder, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, that we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Amr Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana Velozachis Yishtam Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, Asher Dorsha ben Zomer. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, you know, I was like 70 years old, and we know the story, the Gemara fills in the story, not here, but elsewhere, the Gemara fills in the story, that it was like I was 70 years old, and I wasn't Zochet to understand that you're supposed to say Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're supposed to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, till Ben Zomer came along with the Drasha, Laman Tiskor, Tiyom Seizcha Meret Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Yomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Lelos. So Ben Zoma darshined that from the extra word "kol" that we do in fact have to do zechiras tzias mitzrayim at night, and the Chum say no, yimei chayecha zol mazeh kol is lahavi limos hamashiach, which implies that you don't have to do it at night. You only have to, the kol comes to include limos hamashiach, which would mean on the flip side, presumably, that Ben Zoma would say that it would not apply to Yimos HaMashiach. It would apply at night, but not to Yimos HaMashiach. So I thought maybe it would be a good opportunity to talk about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now this packet, we're not going to get through this entire packet, obviously. I'm going to try to focus on those parts that relate to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. This packet in total is really about the connection between Sipur and Zechira, what the differences are, and a lot about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in general. I'll try to stay away from Sipur and focus primarily on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The number one issue to discuss when it comes to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is that even though it's a Beferish Apostle that the Mishnah darshins, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot doesn't count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah. He doesn't count it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So the question becomes, why doesn't the Rambam count it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs? So the one answer that's given that we mentioned this morning in the Daf Yomi Shir, and is quoted by Rav Salvechik b'shem his grandfather, b'shem Reb Chaim, if you look on page 14 in the Rishumos Shiurim, so in the left-hand column where I put the number 1, v'tirei tzagrach zatzal d'b'mishnasenu nechuklu Rav Lozman ben Azariah v'cham maskirin tzias mitzrayim b'leilos. There is a machlokas in the Mishnah whether you mention, you do zechir tzias mitzrayim at night. V'yesod machlokasamu keitzad lidrosh es apasuk kol yimei chayecha, and the whole machlokas is about what do you do with the word kol in the pasuk kol yimei chayecha. Rav Lozman ben Azariah darshin on the rabbis es aleilos. V'cham darshim lavi limos Mashiach. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Comes teach you to do zechiras tzias mitzrayim at night." Chum say he teaches you to do zechiras tzias mitzrayim limos Mashiach. So would reason v'im came sent to reason v'im came lechachamim like a drasha l'rabbi says aleilos. The chachamim would hold that there is no zechiras tzias mitzrayim at night. V'lachein l'da'atam ein maskirin tzias mitzrayim b'leilos. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, you would not be Zocher Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, because they don't have any pasuk to tell me to do it at night. They only have a pasuk to tell me to do it, V'imos HaMashiach. V'im Ken Yotzei, so it would therefore turn out, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had Dorish Kol, the Rabbos HaSaleilos, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used the word Kol to tell me night, Lekha Drasha, the Mitzvah Zocher Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nogis V'imos HaMashiach. He wouldn't have a drasha to tell me that we do zechiras yitzias mitzrayim imos mashiach. Do lechazin on me'achacham the tzorich yalfusa shetei zechiras yitzias mitzrayim nohagas imos mashiach. So you might say, well, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you do imos mashiach? Aren't all mitzvos noeg imos mashiach? Why would I think it's not noeg imos mashiach? There is a gemara meseches nida where the gemara says mitzvos betelos lasalavo, that mitzvos are going to be batel lasalavo. But that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim, what in the world that means, that they're batel lasalavo. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that it's really against enough in the gemara in Rosh Hashanah if you assume that mitzvos betelos lasalavo, because the gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about why it is that Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, that normally, generally speaking, the halacha is that all tvua chadasha, all new grains are asr until you bring the Karban Omer, and the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach is matir the new grains to be eaten, right? So the Rabbanan made a din that Yom HaNeif kulu asr. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, really what should the din have been, now that we don't have a Karban Omer, that as soon as the second day of Pesach starts, it would already be matir the grain. The morning of the second day of Pesach immediately should have been matir the new grain. But the Rabban made a din that the whole second day is still usher. It's only after the second day of Pesach that the new grain is going to become mutter, now that we don't have a Karban Omer. Ask the Gemara why. What were the Rabbanan thinking in making the whole second day asr? The din d'oraisa is the whole second day is mutter, then in the morning time already it's mutter. So says the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it's a Gemara in a couple places in Shas, that the concern of the Rabbanan was that soon Mashiach is going to come, and everyone is going to wait to eat the new grain on the second day of Pesach. And if we stick with the din d'oraisa throughout all the years of Galus, everyone's going to remember, when does the new grain become mutter? As soon as the sun rises on the second day of Pesach. And they're not going to realize, no, now we have a Beis HaMikdash, so now we need to wait for the Karban Omer. So they just made a din throughout all the years of Galus, because of that first year where people might still remember what they used to do. Throughout all the years of Galus, they made a din that Yom HaNeif kulo asr, that the entire second day of Pesach is asr. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, very sharp, he says, Mitzvah Petelus Las Lavo, what do you mean? We're talking Yemos HaMashiach. They're obviously doing the mitzvah of Chadash Yasha, and they're keeping all these halachos, the Karban Omer. So how can you say Mitzvah Petelus Las Lavo? So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Pasha Pshad, obviously, Las Lavo doesn't mean that when Mashiach comes, that we're not going to have any mitzvos. Yemos HaMashiach, we certainly will have mitzvos. So what does it mean, mitzvos are going to be batel asalavo? Okay, so that Rishonim discuss. Either it means that there's going to be several stages, Rambam Ramban have a major discussion of how the end of days is going to play out. Okay, whatever, but how the end of days is going to be makadish nisha al tanai, that the end of days is going to play out a certain way. So they have a major machlokas, how the end of days is going to play out. So one possibility is we're going to have a Yemos HaMashiach, and everyone is going to enjoy having the Beis HaMikdash, and there won't be Shibud Malchus anymore. Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael with a frum Jewish government, and everyone's going to respect us, and no one's going to start up with us anymore. And life, but otherwise, Olam Kimin Hago Noheg, the world is going to continue going as it goes. The world is going to continue going by a natural order of events, other than the world peace element. Everything else is going to be natural and normal. And then there's going to come a time where everyone's going to get together and everyone's going to die, and then everyone will come back to life. And that's Las Lava. So when that happens, that's when mitzvos are betelos. Or everyone will die and won't come back to life. It will be an Olam HaNeshamos. And that's when the mitzvahs are going to be batal. Or maybe there's not going to be that time that, you know, everyone dies and everyone comes back to life. But Las Lava just means that each of us at our end, at the end of our lives down here, when we go to the Olam HaNeshamos, then there's no more mitzvos betelos Las Lava. But it certainly does not mean Yemos HaMashiach. During Yemos HaMashiach, we have mitzvos. It's clear in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and there's no reason to assume otherwise. So says Rav Soloveitchik, wait a second. Why do I need a drasha for Yemos HaMashiach to tell me that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies to Yemos HaMashiach? Why wouldn't it apply to Yemos HaMashiach? So, bottom line, he doesn't really deal with that right now, but he says you do see from the fact that the Chachamim have a drasha that if you're going to be Mechayiv, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yemos HaMashiach, you need a drasha. Now, why do we need the drasha? Well, we saw it in the Gemara this morning. The Gemara in the Daf Yomi said in the bottom of the page, in the Yud Beis Amud Beis, said very clearly that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is going to be dwarfed by the Geula Ha'asida. And since it's going to be something that's so small next to the Geula Ha'asida, the whole mitzvah won't have a mashmaos to it. It won't mean anything, because what are we celebrating? We're celebrating a small accomplishment when we could be celebrating something so much greater. So that's what led the Chacham to believe you need a drasha to tell me that there's going to be a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim even Yemos HaMashiach. Good? So the Chachamim have a drasha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doesn't have a drasha, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah must hold there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yemos HaMashiach. Now, once there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yemos HaMashiach, Says Reb Chaim, now it makes a lot of sense why the Rambam doesn't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvos, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Ulefiza miyushav, lama lo mana Rambam, mitzvah zechir siyas mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvos. Da Rambam kasav b'sefer HaMitzvos, shorash gimel. The Rambam was very careful before he counted the mitzvos. He wrote shorashim. The shorashim are, it was something none of the other Minyan HaMitzvos had done before him or really even after him too much, other than the Ramban's comments on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. Most of the other Minyan HaMitzvos, the Bahag and all the others, most of them just counted mitzvahs. They just wrote a list of 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam did something unique. He said, you can't just write a list because there are thousands of mitzvahs. Open up a chumash, start counting thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. No, if you're going to write a list, you first need to come up with rules of what makes the list and what doesn't make the list. The most notable or the most well-known difference between the Rambam and the Bahag, for instance, is that the Bahag counts Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. The Rambam says, no, that's for sure off the list. Can't count mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. One of the things the Rambam nixes and he knocks off the list is any mitzvah that's not noheg l'doros. If it's a mitzvah, it's not noheg forever, doesn't make the list of tayeg mitzvahs. Now we understand why the Rambam doesn't count Zechirat Tzitzis Mitzrayim as one of the tayeg mitzvahs. It's not going to be noheg l'imos Mashiach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. As long as you hold it's noheg at night, you hold it's not noheg, l'imos Mashiach, so the Rambam doesn't count it. That's one approach Rabbi Chaim has. Now, not everyone liked that approach. Rav Isser Zalman in Evan Ha'Azel, I included the passage in the outline on page 1. Rav Isser Zalman, Evan Ha'Azel, in Hilchos Kriya Shema writes, Mehechi Tesi Lomar, Shahanavi Balavatal Mitzvah. He says, Mehechi Tesi, that we're going to come, that Yimosa Mashiach is going to come and is not going to be a mitzvah of Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim anymore. No, El Yisodin Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim, who Yisod Emunas Hashkocha. The idea of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim has nothing to do with what's the greatest celebration of Geula, meaning what was the most impactful or the most... No, Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim is about Emuna. It's about believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That was the first great show by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he runs the world. And that set the tone for the rest of history that we will always be able to look back and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. V'im kein li'yemos HaMashiach, Tichlal mitzvah al kol ha-gu'ulos v'yimitzvah achas. It's not that the, even if you hold that we're not zocher yitzias mitzrayim lost lavo, it's not limos mashiach. It doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah zocher yitzias mitzrayim. The mitzvah is still there. It just takes on a new face, says Rav Isser Zalman. But it's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah, it's not, there's no mitzvah zocher yitzias mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah of zochiras hashkachas Hashem about some great miracle. So the mitzvah is going to take on a new face. Instead of talking about the story of Mitzrayim, we'll talk about the story of how we were saved from whatever, from Ahmadinejad and his likes, and from whatever leads to the Gula Asida. He says, otherwise, why would you need a pasuk at all about Yimos Mashiach? The lama name of the mitzvah is Mitzrayim, Tevatel Yimos Mashiach. Val karch shein ze bitl mitzvah klal. That's even if you hold it doesn't apply, it has to apply in some form, it just won't apply in the form of actual Yitzias Mitzrayim. But anyway, that's one approach that Reb Chaim has. Reb Chaim says, maybe the Rambam doesn't count Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Minyan Mitzvos because maybe it's not Noeg L'Doros. Second approach that I want to spend a little more time on, if you look in, again, back on page 14 in the Rishim Lashirim, the Rav Chaim is another teretz. Da liba da ramba mitzvah is chiras yitzias mitzrayim eino kiu mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. This is more of a less of a why kind of answer and more of a what kind of answer. Meaning, it's well known that one of the defining differences between the briskers and the telzers is that telzer chakira usually deals with or often deals with the question of why. Why is this halacha this way? Why is that that way? Whereas the brisker chakiras always deal with what. That they're not so interested in the why, they're interested in dissecting the halacha. What is this halacha telling me? What are the components of the halacha? It's not a matter of why, it's a matter of what. So this is a much more brisker approach. Reb Chaim is not so interested in why they're... the mitzvah plays out in this way, where he's about to say the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but just that it's not an independent mitzvah. And he's going to prove from several Mar Makomos that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not its own independent mitzvah. What is it then? It's clearly a mitzvah. If it's not an independent mitzvah, what is it? Ela demuhuva kiyum b'mitzvahs kabbalos ol malchus shemayim dekriyashma. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of kabbalos ol malchus shemayim of kriyashma. Dibi mitzvahs kabbalos ol malchus shemayim dekriyashma hi lekabel olav ol malchus shemayim al yidei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is to be mekabel malchus shemayim through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chitimtza to kabbalos ol malchus shemayim. It's the way that we achieve kabbalos ol malchus shemayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chelek mi mitzvahs kriyashma. It's part of another mitzvah, and that's another one of the Rambam's rules. Any mitzvah that's part of another mitzvah doesn't make its own way into the count, doesn't count as its own mitzvah. It gets counted together with the other mitzvah. Where does it come from? It says it comes from a pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim nios lachem le'elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, learns of chiyuv of amiras malchios in Rosh Hashanah from that pasuk. Now, what's that pasuk about? It's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet, what do we learn from in the Gemara? That you have to say Pesukim of Malchus. What's Malchus? Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. So you see that talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is Kabbalos Malchuso. So that's what Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is as well. So he says, based on that, we can answer a lot of kashas that otherwise we could have asked. If this Yesod is true, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not its own mitzvah, it's part of Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore it's a way to achieve the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, a lot of things fall into place. He points out, why doesn't the Rambam count it as a mitzvah? That's obviously something that falls into place. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, brings the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim together with the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Why does he bring it together with the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema? Not only because we happen to say it together with Kriyas Shema, but rather because it is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Furthermore, he points out, if you look at on page 15, the only part of the page I didn't underline for some reason, V'nir lahosif, dinei Rambam's Kriyas Shema kasav zel l'shono. Here's the lashon of the Rambam. Pa'amayim b'chol yom korim Kriyas Shema. Twice a day you say Shema. Umahu kore, what do you say? Shalosh parshios elu. Vehein, Shema, vayim Shema, vayomer. Good, the three parshios of Shema we know well. Umashu midvarv, the kol shloshes a parshios shal Kriyas Shema, hei mitzvah midoraisa. The Rambam implies that all three make up Kriyas Shema, that they're all in some way a mitzvah daraisa. Problem is, l'chore tzarachiyim, the b'shapcha of kumecha kasav rak b'shtei parshios arishonos. The words b'shachar of kamecha, which teach us the chiyuv to say Shema when twice a day, that we only see in the first two parshios. V'amayav parshas tzitzis chelik mikriyas Shema d'oraisa. So how did parshas tzitzis make it as part of Kriyas Shema d'oraisa? There's no psukim to tell you to read it as part of Kriyas Shema. So how did it make it into Kriyas Shema on a d'oraisa level? V'ilmei Ram mashmada kol chelik mitzvah Kriyas Shema. The Rambam writes explicitly, "Ukriyas shalosh parshios elu al seder ze hi hanikris kriyas shema." That these three parshios together, that is kriyas shema. But according to Reb Chaim, he says, it works out very well because parshas tzitzis is a kiyum daraisa. Is it a chiyuv daraisa to dafka say the parsha of tzitzis? No, we don't have. It's not a chiyuv daraisa. It doesn't say anywhere they have to say this parsha. But what does Kriyas Shema have to be? What do we need to do b'shachar of kumecha? It has to be an exercise in kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. So any parsha that emphasizes kabbalas ol malchus shemayim is a kiyum of Kriyas Shema. Becomes part of what the main theme of Kriyas Shema is supposed to be about. That's why, what does the Gemara say? That they wanted to be Koveh Parshas Balak in Kriyas Shema. Why do they want to be Koveh Parshas Balak? Because it also has B'shachcha, not B'shachcha of Kumecha, but it talks about Shechiva and Kima. So they thought it belongs more in Kriyas Shema. But they couldn't include Parshas Balak in Kriyas Shema. So what do? They put the Parshas Tzitz in Kriyas Shema. What does it have? It has five different qualities that the Gemara identifies. It's strange. I don't have a good tarsus. The Gemara says it has five different qualities and then lists six qualities that the parsha has. So I'm not really sure someone must have. I'm not the first to notice it, I'm sure, but I just didn't get a chance to look around. But the point is that if it has Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's what makes it part of Kriya Shema. He says, furthermore, if Reb Chaim is correct, other things fall into place as well. The Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara that says, we pointed this out this morning in the Shir. The Gemara says that that Rebbe, when he would say Kriya Shema, he'd be Mekayim, when he used to say Shir all morning, apparently. He'd be saying Shir from the beginning of the Zman Kriya Shema to the end of the Zman Kriya Shema. And one of the Talmidim said, notice Rebbe never says Shema. And the other one said, no, when he puts his hand over his face like that, that's he's saying Shema. He's being Mekabel Lav Malchus Shemayim when he's doing that. So the Gemara is a discussion, okay, good. So he's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, did Pasuk Rishon. What about the later parts of Shema? Did he ever say Vayomer? Was he ever Choz Ever Gomer? Was he not Choz Ever Gomer? So the Gemara says, if you say Choz Ever Gomer, so then why was he so careful in Shir to always talk about themes of Yitzias Mitzrayim? He's going to say Parsha Vayomer later anyway. So the Gemara says, no, because he wanted to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. Zokt Rashi, what's Bizmana? Bizman Kriya Shema. Why does he have to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Shir, where he's not even reading the Parsha, the Chazal were Koveya into Kriya Shema, he's just talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why does that have to be done in the Zman Kriya Shema? What's the Svara to put that into the Zman Kriya Shema? Dafka, the Shir that he's giving about Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be within the Zman Kriya Shema? But if you say that Reb Chaim works out very well, that it would turn out that of course you would want to put it during the Zman Kriya Shema, because talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole idea of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's not about those psukim per se. Anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim is by definition Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim becomes part of Kriya Shema, and that's why he wanted to include it. Shita Mugbetzes happens to say that Mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kasher Kol Hayom. It's just L'Chadchila Yishtub Bizman Kriya Shema. But still, why? It makes a lot of sense with this Reb Chaim. Another thing that makes a lot of sense, once you say this Yisod of Reb Chaim, the Gemara in Brachos also says, Kol Shelo Amar Emes V'Yatzev Shachris, Emes V'Emuna Arvis Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavasam. That was in yesterday's daf. If you don't say Emes V'Yatzev in Shachris, Emes V'Emuna in Arvis, you're not Yotzei. So apparently, what's the theme of Emes V'Yatzev, Emes V'Emuna? Kriyas Yamsuf. You have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf as part of the chelik of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? What happened to Kriyas Yamsuf? Miracles? Okay, great, we had miracles in Mitzrayim also. Why does Kriyas Yamsuf complete the picture of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? What happened to unusual there that didn't happen before? So there are three words in Oz Yashir what's that?
Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim.
Three words in Oz Yashir that Chazal highlight as the critical words. Zeh, Keli, Ve'anvehu. Right? That's where the Gemara says, Raz Hashiv Chalayam, Mashalara, Nevi'im, and Nevoasam. Rashi quotes it on Chumash, that Hashiv Chalayam was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a clear way that even the Nevi'im never saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such clarity, like the Hashiv Chalayam. It was all of Klal Yisrael coming to the clearest recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we were ever going to have. That's Zeh Keli Vanveh, that's Kriyas Yamsuf. Why is it that the Gemara says, if you want to be Yotzei, Kriyas Shema, you want to be Yotzei rather, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, you need to have Emes V'Yatzev, Emes V'Emuna, you need to have the paragraph about Kriyas Yamsuf, because the whole point of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's why he needs to include Kriyas Yamsuf. That's where it culminated in the ultimate Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Another thing that works out really well according to this approach of Reb Chaim, Magen Avraham writes that he could be Yotzi Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by reading the Shir HaSayam, by reading Az Yashir. What does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Az Yashir was a week later. Kriyas Yamsuf has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, but the point is Yitzias Mitzrayim is not important because it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is important because it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And in that way, it's like part of Kriya Shema. And the final thing that works out very well with Reb Chaim's Yisod, the Tosos and the Av Beis Amar Aleph in Brachos quotes the sheet of the Ri, that you could read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before Tzeis HaKochav, when it's still daytime. Because we paskin that Zman Kriya Shema is Mishah Shekideh Sheyomo, Mishah Shemliyadim Nechnasan Lahasev, whatever it is, some sort of earlier time. But L'chora, that's very difficult. those manim that we talk about, Yishash, Kiddush Hayom, Tavpezom and Veiz and Brachos, right? We give all these different manim. What are those different manim for? Those different manim were different manim, potential manim for when you could say Kriya Shema. What does it have to do with Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Meaning, when Tosa says, "Yeah, don't worry, you could say the all three parshiyos of Shema early because we have psukim or we have reason to believe that the zman Kriyas Shema is a little earlier than Seis HaKochavim, right? That the zman for Kriyas Shema Shelav is earlier than Seis. That's great for Kriyas Shema, but what are you going to do about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Meaning, we only had the third parsha in Lechora because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Shema were yotzei with the first two. So Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim has got nothing to do with Zman Kriyas Shema. It should have to do with nighttime. Kol L'Rabos Halelos, right? So it should have to be after Tzeis HaKochavim. But if you hold, like Rav Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not its own separate mitzvah, it's part of the kiyum of Kriyas Shema, it's part of the kiyum of Kabbalas Halach Shemaim, it stands to reason that it will be governed by the Zman of Kabbalah Salamach Shemaim, by the Zman of Kriya Shema, and not by its own independent Zman. So with this Reb Chaim was able to, I don't know how many of these writings Reb Chaim himself said, and how many of Soloveitchik added, but with this Reb Chaim, all of these different Gemaras that are a little bit difficult to understand, throughout the first 12 blot of Maseches Brachos, that we've seen all just come into clear focus. A beautiful, beautiful idea of Reb Chaim. Another major issue relating to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, yeah, let's move to, there's a lot to talk about. What about women? Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So whenever you hear about, whenever you discuss any Lamdas Shishu, obviously the way to make the first Chakir, he always asks you, he opened up any mitzvah in the Minchas Chinuch, and the first thing he always talks about is women. And then he talks about Avadim and Memzeirim and, all the good Nafkaminas. Chatzi Yevon, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So you have women. Are women obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So first thought that comes to mind, women? Well, what do we have to ask ourselves? Mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama or not Mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama? Anything that's mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama, women will be pater. If it's not mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama, the Gemara Kiddushin derives from Psukim. And if it's not mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama, then women are going to be chayavos. So what do you say? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zman Grama or not Zman Grama? So the Chora, it should depend on the Machlokas and the Mishnah. If you hold that kol is the Rabbos Halelos, so then what do you have? You have a mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at day and at night, 24 hours a day, there's Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So that would seem to be not Zman Grama, because it's always operative. You always have the mitzvah. But if you hold kol is the Rabbos Yimos HaMashiach, and Leilos, there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then it's Zman Grama. Then women should be paturos from Kriyas Shema. So in fact, this is an argument that is made by some of the Achronim, the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Yud Beis, and then this section of the Shiur I took from Rav Yonason Sachs's Sefer Orchos Yamin, which Sefer in Yonim relating to Kriyas Shema and Tefillah. So Shagas Aryeh writes, even though we pass from like Ben Zoma that Yemei Chayecha is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Nogba Leilo, says Shagas Aryeh, it's still going to be called a mitzvah shazman grama, and women are going to be pater. What? Why should women be pater? Why should it be mitzvah shazman grama? He says very simple. Because yes, there is a mitzvah to do Yetzias Mitzrayim in daytime, there's a mitzvah to do in the nighttime. Those are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to do in the daytime, that's the mitzvah of daytime Yetzias Mitzrayim, mitzvah to do at nighttime, that's nighttime Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chiv of day goes away when night comes, and the chiv of night goes away when day comes. So each one is governed by Zman. So there may be 24 hours a day that you're supposed to be doing Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's still Zman Grama. It's still each governed by Zman. Magen Avraham, that's the Shagas Aryeh. Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says, no, women are chayavos mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's not Zman Grama. So they are chayavos. So what are they arguing about? So it seems to be, says Rabbi Sachs, that this is Machlokas Magen Avraham and Shagas Aryeh l'shitasa. Why? In Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes in Paragalef Halacha Yud Gimel that if a person says Kriya Shema after the Zman, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. We just learned also recently in the Daf that if you say, if you miss the Zman Kriya Shema in the morning, after 3 hours into the day, right? Thank God we paskin, like Rabbi Shua, that they have up until 3 hours into the day. You don't have to say Kriya Shema Ben Etzacham every morning. So after 3 hours into the day, you missed Kriya Shema already. So now what? What do you do? So it's explicit. The Mishnah says, you could still be Korei, like Adam HaKorei B'Torah. Still read Kriya Shema the same way you would learn Chumash. Says the Rambam, if you Korei Lacha Shalosh Shalosh, Afilu Haya Anus, Lo Yatzi De Chavas Kriya Shema Ba'onasa, one does not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'zmana after 3 hours are up. El Areu K'Korei B'Torah, it's like reading from the Torah, Umevarech Lefaneh Ula Achre Kol Yom, Afilu Iche V'Korei Lacha Shalosh Shalosh. Says the Rambam, you would still say not just Kriya Shema, the Birchos Kriya Shema as well. So the Kesef Mishnah learns from that Rambam that the Zman Kriya Shema must be really on a Doraisa level, the Zman Kriya Shema must be all day. It's only Mitrabbanan that you got to get it done within the first 3 hours. How does the Kesef Mishnah know this? Otherwise, why are we letting you say Brachos on this mitzvah? On reading it, if it's really just like Kari B'Tari, you're just reading Psukim, why are you saying Birchos Kriya Shema? So says the Kesef Mishnah, from the fact that you're saying Birchos Kriya Shema, it must be that Midoraisa of the mitzvah is all day. It's only Midrabbanan that you got to get it done within the first 3 hours. Says the Kesef Mishnah something extremely logical. He says, nighttime Shema. What does the Torah say? When do I read nighttime Shema? B'shachbacha. Good. When do I read morning Shema? B'kumecha. What's the time period that I have that I'm allowed to read nighttime Shema? Midoraisa. So we had three-way machlokas, first mission in the Masechta. What do we paskin? So Reb Lazer holds, well, the first 4 hours of the night, that's it. Why? How does he teach the word b'shachbacha? B'shachbacha means, if you hold this only the first part of the night, when you are going to sleep. Not so long as you are sleeping, when you're going to sleep. The Chacham, however, hold, or Reb Gamliel, let's say, they have all night. Why? How does he teach the word b'shachbacha? So long as you are sleeping, right? So, and that's how we paskin. That midoraisa, so long as you are sleeping, you still say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. If that's what the word b'shachbacha means, doesn't it stand to reason that the word of kumecha should mean not when you are waking up, but so long as you are up, which would mean that you have all day? So says the Kesef Mishnah, it's very logical that the Rambam would hold that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis applies throughout the entire day, midoraisa, and it's only a dindrabbanan that you got to get it done within the first 3 hours. Good, that's the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Magen Avraham on that Kesef Mishnah, Saruchi and Gadol, he says, if that were correct, that Kriya Shema midoraisa you could do all day and all night, then Kriya Shema would be a mitzvah sasei shelo azman grama. Kriya Shema all day, all night would be lo azman grama, says the Magen Avraham. Says the Shagas Aryeh to defend the Kesef Mishnah, no, it wouldn't be lo azman grama, it would be very much zman grama. Why would it be very much zman grama if it's all day midoraisa and all night midoraisa? How could it be zman grama? Says the Shagas Aryeh, because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis can't be done at night, and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis can't be done during the day. So even though there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema that's operative all 24 hours a day, midoraisa, but they're different mitzvahs, and that's not zman grama. That would, that is zman grama. That would make it zman grama. So Rabbi Sachs just points out, it's obvious, this is Shagasari Magram Lishitasam in terms of how to be magdir what zman grama means. Does zman grama mean that there has to be certain times where this action is rendered meaningless? Meaning, if I eat matzah now, it's meaningless. From a halachic perspective, it means absolutely nothing. If I sin in the sukkah now, it's meaningless. And as long as there is zmanim where a particular maisa mitzvah is meaningless, that's what makes it zman grama. But there's never a single moment where reading Kriya Shema is meaningless, because it's all day and all night, and therefore Kriya Shema would not be zman grama. Or do you say no? Zman grama is that if I fail to do it within a certain time period, right? There's a limit where I'm going to lose out on that mitzvah forever. There's a time that's going to come that mitzvah is going to be gone forever. And it's totally in time, not in circumstance. There are a lot of things that, circumstance will cause me to lose the mitzvah forever. Right? The Gemara in Bitlin, third paragraph of Masechet Makos, where it talks about, let's say I steal something and then I destroy it. So now the Heshev HaSagzeil is gone forever. But that's because of a circumstance, not because of a time. But when a time makes it that I will never be able to do that mitzvah again, that's man grama. So when the day ends, I'm never able to do the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Shachris again. Because now, that day is Kriyas Shema Shachris again. I lost it forever. So it's Muvus L'Yuchel Iskon. So that's what would make it, Zman Grama. So that's the geder, the machlokas in terms of the geder of the mitzvah, of the idea of Zman Grama. So that's one possibility in terms of are women chayiv or pater in Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim or in Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim. So one possibility is that they'd be pater because mitzvah shah Zman Grama. Good, machlokas Magen Avraham and Shagasariyeh. Another possibility that the Akronim talk about as to why women might be pater anyway, why even if it is Zman Grama, women might still be chayavos in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Another possibility is there's a well-known concept the Gemara talks about in Maseches Megillah, Maseches Pesachim, Af hein hayivos anes. Why are women chayav in Megillah? It's mitzvah shah Zman Grama. Af hein hayivos anes. Why are women chayav in Dalet Kosos? Af hein hayivos anes. Why are women chayav in Ner Chanukah, Gemara in Shabbos? Af hein hayivos anes. Those are the three places it appears in Shas, Pesachim, Megillah, and Shabbos and the Chanukah sugyos. But Afin Haribos Hanes. Maybe women are chayiv in Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim because Afin Haribos Hanes. Right? So maybe that should be mechayiv women on a daraisa level in Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Sachs points out that that's not so pashut at all. That may depend on how you understand the parameters of the rule of Afin Haribos Hanes. And it seems that between Tosos and Maseches Pesachim and Tosos and Maseches Megillah, you have three distinct approaches to how to what circumstances you can apply Afin Haribos Hanes to. Tosos and Maseches Pesachim writes that Tosos discusses why are women pater from Sukkah? Whatever happened to Afin Haribos Hanes? Didn't they get to sin? Right, what's Sukkah? Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, I think it is, has a machlokas. It's either the Zecher Sukkos Mamish or the Zecher the Ananei HaKavod. It's either the huts that we built for ourselves in the Midbar or the Ananei HaKavod that we had in the Midbar. Either one women had, right? Women were involved in that also. So Afin HaYibos HaNes, it's part of the Yitzias Mitzrayim story. So why aren't women chayiv in Sukkah because of Afin HaYibos HaNes? So says Tosfos, their pater, even though they're Bos HaNes, Hasam ba'aseda or rice, ba'aseda or rice. Barbara calls us to Rabbanon tiknu gam l'nashim. Tosfos writes, we only say Afin HaYibos HaNes on mitzvos to Rabbanon. We never say the mitzvos to rice. And notice, where do we say it? Chanukah, Megillah, Dalet Kosos. It only applies to mitzvos to Rabbanon. We don't apply it ever to a mitzvah to raisa. That's Tosfos and Pesachim. Tosfos and Megillah writes, Tosfos discusses in Megillah a different question. He discusses why is it? How do I know women are chayiv in matzah? They are chayiv in matzah, even though it's man grama. Why? Because the Gemara makes a drasha in Maseches Pesachim called Sheyeshlam Balto Chametz Yeshlam B'Kumechel Matzah. Whoever is not allowed to eat chametz has a chayiv to eat matzah. Women are included in all those hases. They're not allowed to eat chametz. Merely they have to eat matzah. Why do we need a drasha to tell me the chayiv in matzah? What about Afin Haivos Hanes? So says Tosfos, we could have said Afin HaYibos HaNes to be mechayev them in matzah, but then the chiyuv would have only been a chiyuv midrabana. It would not have been a chiyuv midaraisa. Because although Afin HaYibos HaNes can apply to a mitzvah daraisa, it can only generate a chiyuv midrabana. A little different. Tosfos and Pesachim said, we can't say Afin HaYibos HaNes on Sukkah. Why? Because Sukkah is a mitzvah daraisa, and Afin HaYibos HaNes doesn't get off the ground on a mitzvah daraisa. Tosfos and Megillah says a little different. Tosfos Megillah says, look, we could have been mechayiv women in matzah through Afin HaYibos HaNes, but then they would have only been chayiv midrabanan. So apparently you can apply Afin HaYibos HaNes to a mitzvah daraisa, but it can only generate for women a chayiv midrabanan. And then Tosfos quotes in Megillah from Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim says, no, no. Afin HaYibos HaNes would have been a great idea. The only problem is that on the one hand, we have Afin HaYibos HaNes tell you that women should be chayiv in matzah. On the other hand, though, we have a Gezer Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav, where we link Pesach to Sukkah, and we know women are pater from sukkah, so Tezvav would have told me that women are pater from matzah as well. That's why I need a third drasha. What's my third drasha? Kol sheyesh baltach chametz yesh mekum echol matzah to be mechayev them in matzah. Got a whole different lamdus. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Yosef Yishushalayim come up with all different lamdus? It must be that he disagrees with the premise of Tosfos. That he thinks, afein ha'yibosa anes, would have been plenty good reason to be mechayev women in matzah, mida oraisa. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, afein ha'yibosa anes can apply to mitzvos da'oraisa, and it could be mechayev mida oraisa. So it turns out there are three shittos in the Balei Tosfos. Either Tosim Psachim, Afin Ebosanes cannot apply to Mitzvah Doraisa at all, and it's not a coincidence that we only find it by Mitzvah Rabbanan. Number two, Tosim Megillah, Afin Ebosanes can apply to the Doraisa, but it's only a Mechayev Midrabanan. Or a Ben Yosef Yerushalayim, it can apply to the Doraisa, and it's a Mechayev Midrabanan. So now let's plug it back into us. Are women Chayev in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? So what do we want to say? Maybe even if you hold it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they should still be chayiv because afein ha'yibos anes. Well, if you hold like Tosfos Maseches Pesachim, that wouldn't be mechayiv women because zechiras yitzias mitzrayim is a mitzvah daraisa. We don't apply afein ha'yibos anes to mitzvah daraisa. Non-starter. It can't work. If you hold like Tosfos Maseches Megillah, yes, it may be that we could apply Afein HaYibos HaNeis, and maybe that even if it's a Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim, is a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, women will still be Chayiv, but they'd only be Chayiv Midrabana, because Afein HaYibos HaNeis is only a Mechayiv Midrabana. And only if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, could you then say, like this Magen Geborim who says, that women are chayiv in Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim, Mida Oraisa, because of Afein HaYibos HaNeis. Because it's only Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim who holds that Afein HaYibos HaNeis can apply to a mitzvah d'oraisa, and that it's a mechayiv mida oraisa. So it's only that one shita that would actually work out with this Magen Geborim. So essentially what we discussed tonight is really only two topics. One topic we discussed is why it is that the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. We had two approaches of Reb Chaim, either that it's not knowing Ledoros, or that it's part of the mitzvah of Kavol Salmach Shemaim Kriya Shema. We pointed out how that second approach, where it's part of the mitzvah of Kavol Salmach Shemaim Kriya Shema, fits with like six different Gemaras that we've already seen in the first 12 Bavin Shas. And then we discussed a little bit about the whether or not women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. Two possible reasons that they would be: either it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, even though it seems to be somewhat time bound, it may not be zman grama because it may apply all the time, 24 hours a day. That's talim machlok shayim sari magen avram, or because the afein ha'yibos hanes, but that would only work if you hold like Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Okay.